have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight to be here with you, amen. We're just glad that, you know, things are as well as they are. all day today. I've been feeling a little under the weather. Had kept my granddaughter baby well, and yeah, he's my granddaughter baby, and he wasn't feeling well the other night, and ended up being having to go to the hospital, and so we're yet praying for him. But you know, I'm just feeling a little under the weather today, but I thank God I'm here. Amen. I try to teach that regardless of how we're feeling, it should never intervene with what we have to do for the Father. Amen. God is not caught up in our feelings, our emotions. None of that matters. He wants you to still deliver whatever he's telling you to deliver. He still wants you to show up. A lot of you, you go to work sick. Mm-hmm. You go, you do things sick. But when it comes to God, you want to slack on God. You don't want to go to church because you got a headache. Listen, headaches don't last always. So it's sad that we would allow our little ailments to keep us from doing what God have already predestined for us to do. So I'm so glad that God is not like man. Had he been like us, listen, he would have threw us away a long time ago. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're here this afternoon, so go ahead and call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that I'm on the air. Amen. Go ahead. We're going to give you a second. Amen. Give me a second to call them up and let them know that I'm here on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are thankful and grateful, amen, tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Hallelujah. We are thankful to God for all that he allows her to do and even to be. Amen. What God allows her to do and to be. And we're just so thankful, amen, for the work that they're doing over there, amen, at the Elations family. We honor them on tonight. We salute them. Amen, because they're doing a great work, glory to God. So I have to admit that I've had the pleasure of meeting some fabulous people through Dr. Kimmy Kim, and I'm just so grateful that God included me in the number. So we're grateful tonight. I thank God for my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I'm thankful for the Forever Flowing Ministry family, the Body of Believers International Prayer Line, and Married to Ministry. Those are my babies. So we are thankful to God for them on tonight. We are looking forward to God speaking a word on tonight. So we're going to ask you again to go ahead and let them know I'm here. Amen. We're going into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you this evening for being God. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore your sweet name. So, Father, tonight as we go and dive into this word, let me be your mouthpiece. Speak through me so that I may convey your heart to your people. Father God, open up their minds so that they may be able to receive what you have to say. Father, open up their ears so that they can hear you clearly, oh God. Open up their hearts to be receptive. Even if the word doesn't sound good or even if the word hits home, let them be receptive of it, God. And let this word be applicable for their lives, where their lives are forever changing. So at this time, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We want to give you glory because you alone God's worthy. Hallelujah. So we say thanks again in Jesus' name. We do pray and say amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you guys, we are going to go into we're staying under this topic, amen, because there are some of you who seem to be getting worse instead of getting better. I'm going to say it again. Some of you are getting worse instead of getting better, all right? Some of you are, you come and you listen to the dialogue, you listen to my husband and I teach on these things concerning marriage, concerning your heart, your mind, for those are the things that you have dealt with. You, it's like, hear it, but you won't apply it. And it's for you. The word that the Lord gives us is for somebody, right? And so you don't take a part in it because you choose to live in a sinful way. And so you don't really get the blessings of the Lord, which make you rich and add no. You don't get where the blessings will chase you down because you continue to want to wallow in sin. So tonight we're going to just talk to you guys, but I hope that you apply this word to your life. I hope that you allow this word to speak for you. I hope that this word will lift up off the paper, amen, into your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul, and that you will do something about your situation. So currently, I don't care what your situations are, God still has something better for you. I'll say it one more time. I think we got people in the back that can't hear that well. I said currently, hallelujah, whatever your situation is, what you're facing right now, what you're waking up to, what you're going to bed with, God has something better. Oh, yes, he does. He has something better in store for you. I need y'all to let me know if you can hear me well. Amen. Glory to God, because it seems like it's hurting to talk. All right, glory to God. And for those of you who have my number, let me know you're on check-in, because a lot of you are saying you can't get in, but we got a way to help you get in. Amen. So if you're on tonight, text me. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know. Okay. Amen. So things are clearing up. We thank the Lord this afternoon. Y'all excuse me if I sound a little slow. Excuse me. It's just the fact that, you know, again, it has to do with my vocals. But I do give God glory for what I do have. And I'm glad that you guys can hear me and are tuned in with me on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to go over some early detection signs. Amen. Another person just texted that their phone won't let them call in anymore. That it's not that it won't let you call in anymore. It may be your carrier. Someone needs to, but if you get in on the other line, call in, let them add you to the line. Amen. Let them add you to the line. All right, because we're seeing that some of you have already been added to someone else's line because you're not able to dial in. And it's happening to various ones. I don't know why, and I don't know if it's your carrier, you know. So we'll talk about that later. The reason why y'all can't sign in. I know that it's the enemy, because the enemy doesn't want anybody to hear me. The enemy doesn't want, he wants to shut me up. If he had his way, he would shut me down. Amen. But because it's not possible, glory to God, we're going to keep on moving. I know exactly where this fear comes from. And you would think that it comes from people who don't like you, but it's actually someone who people that claim that they do like you. Isn't that amazing? Lord have mercy. All right, y'all, let's get ready to go dive into tonight's topic. Amen. Tonight we're going to deal with a few things that when you're entering into relationships, a few things that you need to pay attention to. All right? A lot of times when you enter into relationships, sometimes you're entering into a soul tie. Some of you guys, you see a woman and you like the way she looks, the laws of attraction. You immediately put focus on her, and you immediately you want to have her in every form, shape, fashion, okay? Not knowing if she has a disease or not, not knowing is she lustful or not, not knowing if she has a whole husband, amen, or not, you just want to dive in, okay? I told y'all women that you have to understand that men are visual. So whatever they see, they know what they want. And some of them go right after it. I'm going to tell you this, to be married to someone for 10 years and then they cheat on you, that's a bad thing. Then to be married to them 20 years and then they cheat on you, that's an even worse thing. And for you to be married 20 years or plus 20 and then they marry or cheat on you, that's horrible, right? That's horrible. That's the lowest of the lowest. I believe that every one of us will make mistakes in our marriages, but I do believe of the God of reconciliation, where God reconciles us back to each other. He reconciles our hearts back to one another. I believe that God will come in, step in the middle of the room, amen, and mend every broken pieces of your marriage. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Some people are frightened to be married. Some people are frightened. They are afraid of the whole word. I want to thank God tonight that I have spoken into the lives of a few people. And this was since the new year. And I got a call 2 days ago. I had to respond later. Today they told me why they called me 2 days ago. It was because that which I spoke had manifest. One of the women were down for our church, to our church from Birmingham. And I talked to her, and, you know, her male, well, now it's her fiance. And so I was just telling them a few things, my husband and I. And now they are engaged, and we thank God for that. Amen. That was in January. She just didn't let's be here maybe 4 weeks ago, and now they're engaged. So I give God glory. Hallelujah. I thank him, amen, for doing that. Amen. I thank God. I'm telling you, he's amazing, and he will blow your mind. Amen. He will blow your mind. You'll be like, where did this man come from? Why does he love me so much? He keeps blessing me over and over and over again. And even though I do wrong, he still blesses. Hallelujah. So, you know, we got to remember, though, that not to continue to do wrong, because God will stop. Amen. He won't bless that. Amen. But he'll bless it because he loves you, to show you that it's nothing you know, too much that you can do that he won't bless. All right. But then if you keep sinning, amen, then it is what it is. All right. Then you'll begin to feel a pullback. You were talking about, God don't love me anymore. He's pulling away. He's not pulling away. But the Bible says that he can't dwell in an unclean temple. He cannot dwell in that space. Amen. In your heart, in your mind, your body and soul, because it's filthy. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going tonight. We're going to talk about just a few things. You're still in February. So until this thing is over, we're going to talk about, well, let me say this, until February the 14th is over, we're going to talk about it. All right? So we have seen where back in times past, right, you know, when you were first starting out, some of you, then some of you had already been out. Come on. We got to make sure that we act like that everybody, you know, everybody are not, you know, it ain't the first time around the rodeo, you know. We, you know, acting like people haven't, you know, been in between the sheets, and they have. So it may not be their first rodeo. However, tonight we want to, you know, talk about some things that you must do before, you know, while dating to marry. All right? So the first thing that you must do is you have to be renewed in your mind. Your mindset has to be renewed, because if you don't renew your mind, you'll still think the old way. You'll still think the way that the things may have used to be that did not work. God doesn't want us to stay in the past. He wants us to elevate our mind, elevate our brain capacity, elevate our thoughts, amen, to a higher degree, amen. Because some people are in lower bar state, and in lower bar nothing grows there. And so God wants you to elevate yourself, elevate your mind, so that you can come up to par, amen, and that you'll be able to look at things in a more clear way than the way that we have been looking at them, all right? So you're going to have to forget all that stuff that you were taught. Some women, you know, I know y'all, you may not be wanting to hear me, but some of you need to, amen, because some of you want things your way. It's got to always go your way, and if it doesn't go your way, then you got a problem. Oh, my God, today, all right? So sometimes we, you know, it's best to deal with stuff right head on, and then you won't have to worry about it later on. If you deal with it when it presents itself, then you won't have to worry about it later on. Why? Because when you begin to deal with it in the beginning, it will catapult how you are treated in the end. Well, see, well, I had to checkmate him because he talked under my clothing, and then he said what he wanted to do with me, and I said that as a man, you shouldn't be talking under my clothes. Neither should be you shouldn't be trying to tell me how you will wear me out and how you, all of these kind of experiences that I would have you in bed. That's not what this is about. You trying to get to know me. I don't need for you to know me in that way. Amen. For so long, women, you have been giving men privileges that God never ordained for you to give to any man. He said the man, which is your husband, right? And so you get mad when they treat you like a dog, when they treat you worse than a dog, when they treat you, they don't treat you like you are a woman. Amen. It makes you feel bad. So here are some of the things that your mothers or your grandmothers told you, amen, that you're going to have to leave behind. Amen. And number one is, I don't know what that static is, but someone check your line, please, and mute your phone. Thank you. Amen. So some of these cliches you just need to leave behind. And, you know, I know you've heard these things. Number one, use what your mama gave you, right? So they're saying it's all right to use what your mama gave you. I all heard of the cliches. Amen. And you know what they're talking about. Use it. Whatever your mama gave you to use, use it. Some people say, my mama gave me a nice shape. Well, if that's what your mama gave you, the cliche is that you use it. All right? And then there's another one that says, you got everything you need between your legs. Now, y'all know we need to throw that away, right? Amen. We need to forget that stuff right there. Then you have another one that says, shake what your money, what your mother gave you. Shake your money maker. That's what they said. Thank the Holy Spirit. They say, shake your money maker. So now you got mothers and grandmothers and crazy aunties telling you that you need to use what you got. Use your body to get what you want. Use your body to get ahead. You ain't nothing but a master manipulator if you allow yourself to be used by your grandparents, them telling you what to do to make money. Why is it that you can't ask for it? We have not because we ask not. I'd rather for you to ask than for you to do tricks on someone, trying to trick them in, giving you all their money, trying to trick them in. Sexual favors requires money. You know, you're playing games with your life, glory to God. And then, you know, you got everything you need is between your legs. Well, that ain't everything you need. Come on, it's a big key, but it's not everything. First of all, you need to have a good heart. Amen. Because if you don't have a good heart, you can't love nobody right. You don't have feelings about how things ought to go. You're always doing things backwards because you really haven't been taught how to love properly. All right? And then shaking your money maker. So that means go ahead and be a stripper. Go ahead and shake it like a salt shaker. Go ahead and do, hallelujah, what you're accustomed to doing. I don't think it's right that we as parents teach our daughters that. I don't think it's right for us as aunties and cousins and sisters and mothers that we teach our children that they need to use what they got between their legs to get what they want. How many of you know that you can keep your legs closed and advance in the corporate market, advance in the kingdom, and you ain't had to open your legs to get it done? Lord have mercy. See, now that's when y'all should have been clapping. Oh, we get it twisted. You don't have to do all these negative things to get some money. Amen. Now, but when you're a manipulator, you're willing to do it all just for a dollar. Listen, it's like you selling your soul. Amen. Because you want the best. You want all these things, but you want to shake what your mama gave you or shake your money maker to get it. What does that say about you? What does that say about your mental state? What does that say about your heart and your way of thinking? I'm not going to answer that, but I just want you to think about it. Amen. Because sometimes you're not seen in the same light as others because of the choices that you have made in shaking what your mama gave you or shaking your money maker. Women have been taught to use their bodies to get a man. But as we all know, even that won't keep him. Amen. You can be fine as wine, but they will still lust after you, and when you give in, they will talk about you. Mm-hmm. You got men right now, glory to God. You can have all the babies you want for them, but they still won't stay with you. You still can't keep them because their mind is on the other side of town, glory to God. Now, you can move him in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You can move him in. You feeding him with your children's stamps. You clothing him with your children's tariff check. You let him drive your car. You put money in his pocket. You allow him to stay home every day. He still won't marry you. And you're like, well, he should because I'm doing everything for him. Listen, Women, stop demasculizing these men. You demasculate them when you are being and giving. When you're doing it all, you're giving, you're doing. Amen. And they don't have nothing to do. You demasculate them. Some of them want to be demasculated because they sorry as heck. And all they want to do is lay up and play games. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, I'm talking better than y'all saying something back to me this morning, this afternoon. And I'm talking better than what y'all, Lord Jesus, help us on today. And I ask that everyone that's under the sound of my voice that has my number, I need you to sign in. Amen. With me, glory to God. It's the reason why I'm asking you to do so. All right? Once you have given him what should have been covenant, I'm talking about you done gave him your body, and you should have been giving that to your covenant husband, you still got a very low chance of marriage. My God. Very low. Hallelujah. So, listen, we're going to talk about a few detection signs as it pertains to when you see this man or when you see this woman. There ought to be some red flags that makes you want to stop, that stops you in your track, makes you want to think about it before you go head on into it, right? So, number one, if he has no job, that's a red flag. Come on, sir. If he don't have a job, it's a red flag. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But how can a man do for you, take you to lunch, take you to dinner, take you to breakfast, and he ain't got a job? Listen, y'all settling for a man without a job? Every time he want to go out to dinner, you got to drive. Come on here, somebody. Every time you go and he gets in the car, he said, oh, I left my wallet. And you said, you want me to turn around? He said, nah, that's all right. I'll do it some other time. Why is it that you always got to be left with the short end of the stick? Hallelujah. You get in that restaurant, and he orders something that's way out of his price range. Hallelujah. But he ordered it because he's going to get you to pay for it. Make it make sense. If that's what it takes to get you to go out with somebody as a plate of food, then you don't have no values. You don't have no principles. If all that you need for a man to be with you is a plate of food, you have a lost. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what to say about you. You have been bamboozled by what you call love. Just because you're taking somebody to eat, that makes you love them? No. And I got to pay for it? No. I don't think so. Number two, if he has kids and he is, you know, an intricate part of their lives, and for some who don't want a man with kids. So what I'm saying, if he got kids, sometimes that raises a flag. And let me say why it raises a flag. I'm not knocking the children, but if he has kids, you need to know if he's a part of their lives. You need to know if he's a part of the children's life, because if he's not, what is the problem? Now you got to look at him sideways, because if he got children and he's not in their life, wake up. He ain't going to be in your children's life. Make it make sense. And that's simply saying, if you have a baby for him, he is going to, you know, not recognize, or he will be the baby. He'll have the baby. You know, he'll talk to that he got a son, but he won't do nothing for the child. He won't even see the child. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of reasons why he's staying away. So we got to do something about that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you're a person that you don't want a man with children, let that be known up front. Find out if this man have children before you ask this man to your house. Some things you need to find out at the very first evening so that when you go back, all things will be in decent and in order. For an example, you want to go out to eat or out to dinner. And then when you get to his house to pick him up, he tell you to come on in because the child mother hadn't picked the child up, and you didn't even know he had kids. And so when you get in there, you're trying to be polite. The kids, nasty attitudes, bad disposition. And he's not telling them anything. He's not correcting them in what they're saying. He's just letting them be. That is a red flag. When a man can't control his household, women, you need to be paying attention. That's a red flag. If they cussing and fighting all over his head, and he walking in the room and he don't say stop, not one time, you need to reexamine some things. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you're on tonight, I need to know you're on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, if this is another red flag or early detection sign, if he's needy or clingy, y'all know how it is. The men always talk about women being clingy, but you have some women that are clingy. You tell them you're going, I may use this analogy this morning, you tell them you're going to the store, and store is only, we're not going to even say a minute to 2 minutes from your home, and he goes and he stays an hour or 2 hours, and he said he'd been up the street at the store, not realizing that you could walk up to the store at any time. But he didn't give you credit enough to be that smart. He felt like, well, you'll never do it because you don't pay no attention to what he's doing anyway. And he failed to realize that sometimes women, or what women call intuition, is just discernment. The Father would give you, allow you to see some stuff to get you to wake up. But what y'all do, y'all brush off the Holy Ghost. The Lord be trying to tell you in so many words that this Negro ain't for you. But what you do, you stay watching and you stay talking and you stay loving him when he don't even love you. Make it make sense. Glory to God. We're going to have a talk show of Make It Make Sense, where everybody come on now. We're going to talk about the stories that we have heard, because once it's public knowledge, I can talk on it. Amen. And once it's public knowledge, we're going to talk about it and we're going to make y'all make it make sense. Because some of y'all do the foolish of things. Some of y'all, God put you right in the midst where you need to be, around a certain group of people. You come amongst that group and you show your butt. You ain't never showed your butt when it was bad folks. But now you coming over here with the good people and acting a fool. You got to cut them loose, y'all. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If you're going to embarrass me before a group where I'm growing and prospering and they're helping me to build, and they're not looking at what I used to be, what I used to do, they're taking me at face value for what I am today. Y'all need not to never depart. Amen? Hallelujah. So number four, if he always want to come sit at your house and he never takes you out, that's a red flag. If he always wants to come sit at your house and he never wants to take you out, that's a red flag, because one, either he could be too ashamed to be seen with you. Number two, he could probably be, he doesn't want to take you out because he really don't have nothing and he don't really want you to ask, so he always just have you to come over to his house. But however, pay attention to the days in which he asks you, because if he asks you the same day every week, then that becomes a pattern. He's trying to hide for something. It's both ways, y'all, men and female. He or she is trying to hide from something, because if every Tuesday and Thursday, that's the only day they want you over. That's a pattern. You have been doing that for over a month. That becomes a pattern. Why is it that I can't come on a Monday, Friday, and a Sunday? You know what I'm saying? A Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Why is it that I have to come on a Friday, I have to come on a Wednesday and a Friday? That's a pattern that they're doing, because they're giving you a time to come when the woman is not there. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. They're preparing you to come when their spouse could be their wife, or it could be their girlfriend. It could be their husband, or it could be their boyfriend. They're telling you what they want you to know. You cannot come over here unless I give you permission, Lord Jesus. And when we have permission, we go in my little black room or little white room or little red room. You go in there and you get upset. You get sick on the stomach. And so, now it's just so much you need to pay attention to, people of God. Wake up. Wake up and wake up again. All right? Let's go with number five. He never has a ride. He never has a ride nor a swing bicycle. Lord, have mercy. You always have to pick him up, right? He doesn't have he lies about transportation. That's a big no-no. I don't know about y'all, but it's a big no-no. It's a double big no-no. Amen. You always got a furnace to ride? Make it make sense. And then here it is, y'all don't have a ride, and you trying to help him buy a ride that you can't ride in? That's a no-no. You mean to tell me I done helped you got a car, help you got your old car fixed, and I can't ride in none of your vehicles? All right. I'll continue to call me an Uber and keep you out of my life and keep you out of my business. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if he got a problem picking you up, that's a big red flag. And if he has to get a ride every time he comes to see you, you need to be talking to the one who bringing him rather than talking to him. Because it looks like the one who bringing him have more passion or is more passionate about being around you than he is. Because he got to get, Lord Jesus, let me leave it alone. Help me, Father. Glory to God. Number 7, when he tries to take you from your family. When he tries to take you from your family, that is a big no-no. Telling you, well, listen, you saying, baby, my family, we got a meeting on today. We're meeting about where we're going for the summer. And he said, oh, that sounds good, but you don't need to go. Let them decide. But, you know, you saying, well, baby, I have to decide because I'm on the board. And we are getting the board members to say where they want to go. And because we haven't been there or we've been there in a long time, we just want you, you know, to go with us. Amen, or whatever the case may be. Hallelujah. But they will talk about your family. They will pick an argument about your family. They will, and the one that you love the most or closest to, they will pick on them to get at you. Amen. So when a man is trying to take you from your family, that is a big no-no, right? Number 8, when he never contributes to anything, that goes for him or her. When she never contributes to nothing. To be honest, if you are pursuing a woman, you should be the one in high pursuit after her. That means you should chase her with your time, your money, your gifts, your talents. You get what I'm saying? You need to be chasing her in every area, in every aspect. Not leaving out no aspect, because what is dear to her heart is the one that sometimes gets left out. You leave out on that part. Yeah, you can show her a good time. You can feed her, wine, and dine her. But you hardly ever talk about the things of God. What's up with that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just thank you guys tonight. Amen, for tuning in. Amen. All right. So he never takes you out. He wants you to pay for everything. He never wants to take you out. But he wants you to pay for everything. All right? All right, here's another one. Oh, when it's time for vacation, he only makes his vacation or she only makes her vacation around the date that you said you're going on vacation. Why? So that you can pay it. They'll get a free vacation. And when you take care, of the expenses of the vacation, you can take them to court all you want. And it's talking about that you did it because he didn't have no ticket money. But that the judge is going to see that it's a gift. There are some things you can't go and lie and say it's a gift, or that you you say that you didn't pay him, or you didn't intend for it to be that way because he was supposed to pay you back. But or it's a loan. But listen, if it's not in writing, you can't get the money. Amen. So what you need to do is always, when they're talking about they going on your the same date, where you need to see that they already have purchased their ticket. You should not be just meeting a guy and taking trips with him because you don't know what he may do to you. Come on, somebody. You don't know what may happen. You get out of the country and you only been knowing him a week. Now, we, God forbid anything happens, but you don't know these people. And so you taking a vacation in November, and he wasn't going to take one at all because he really didn't have no time or the money. But because you're going, and he was like, I really want to go. I really want to go there with you, but I'm short on funds. And the next thing you're going to say, well, I'll help you. I'll put, you know, if you pay the down payment, then I'll pay the rest. Now, you see, they are trying to pimp you to see what's in you. If you are weak enough to fall for any trick that they may bring, or you weak enough for a man, you're so desperate for a man that that seems to appear to be lonely, not realizing just because a man is desperate or he appears to be desperate, he could have a whole wife at home. He's just doing this. He's playing with your mind. He's playing with your mental state, because he wants something from you. Amen. And so that happens. So they play up, you know, make you feel like, well, you know, you want me to be there. I want to be there to massage your back. I want to be there to fix your dinner. I want to be there. Just all these old stupid stuff, things that you can do for your own self. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can't massage your own back, you can get your masseuse, right? They'll come and do it for you while you're on vacation. But here it is. He's trying to get a free ticket on you. And most likely, he going to get that free ticket, vice versa. It goes both ways. All right, we got a few more minutes on tonight. Early detection signs, things you need to be paying attention to, things you need to be asking the Lord about, things you need to be bringing before the Lord, because sometimes you don't have the whole story. And you don't want to fall into a trap. You know, these are things, early detection signs, that it will keep you from being jealous. It will keep you from being angry. Come on here, because some of you got anger issues. And if the next person dogs you out and they have a bad attitude, you're going to flip out on them, right? So it's best that you keep your cool. Walk away with your dignity. Walk away with your pride. Walk away with your sense of being the best version of who you are. Walk away with your head held high, and you know, saying that, yeah, though they slay me, I'm yet going to trust God. They talked about me. They try to bamboozle, hoodwink me, but I'm still going to love on God's people, and most of all, I'm going to still love God. Amen. So people will try you. They will try every aspect, hallelujah, to see what they can get out of you. They will make a fool out of you if you let them. Glory to God. So this is the next thing that's a big detection sign with me. If he does not go to church. If he does not go to church, glory, you are a church person, woman or man. And so that simply means that you shouldn't be involved in a relationship, a friendship, a courtship with a man or a woman that does not want to go to church, that does not put God first, that does not have a relationship with the Father. Because every marriage, every relationship has to start with your relationship with God, right? Glory to God. But so we, you know, we find ourselves getting, well, I want him. He looks good. And so, you know, it's all right if the church folks don't know him. They don't have to know him. But at least you need to bring him to church so they can tell you if something ain't right about him. Because the mothers will know, baby. The mothers will know. Glory to God. And your pastor would know, too. And some people don't bring their counterparts to me because they know I'm going to tell them straight up if it's a yes or a no, and then tell them they need to be in counseling first. They so adamant about it. I say, y'all need counseling, because they do. I believe that if most people had gotten counsel when they went into marriage, a lot of them would be in the shape that they're in today. There are some people who have excellent pastors, leaders, but because of pride or whatever they got going on, they refuse to let them counsel them because they know that that pastor is going to tell them you need more than 1 week of therapy. Because some of y'all got Jason. Some of you getting ready to marry Freddy Krueger. Some of you getting ready to marry Crazy Karen. Some of you got to a white Karen. Some of you got a listen, I'm trying to tell you something. You got all kinds of Madonnas, right? Hallelujah. You got some Lil Nas, come on here. You got all kinds, and it takes all kinds to make a world. So listen, you know, you got to get things in proper perspective. Amen. So if he don't want to go to church, that right there will stop it. All of it for me. I ain't going to fuss with you to go. I'm not going to argue with you to go. I'm not going to try to hit you across the head, because we are adults. If you say you don't want to go to church, you don't like church, I'm not even going to look into it. That would be no more day, and you will be blocked when I leave out of that room. See, y'all scared to block people. You let people run havoc over your life. You're too afraid to block them. Something that these people got on you, why you can't block them. Amen. Because if they don't have nothing on you and the stuff that they putting down, you should block them. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. We're almost through tonight, y'all. I think I did take one more. All right, so we talked about if he doesn't go to church. The next one, number 12, is if he tries to keep you from going to church. Now, you listen, y'all. Listen. When he tells you that it doesn't take all that, you go to church and you stay for hours. It doesn't take all that. You go to church, when you come home, your hair may be all over your head. Now, there's something wrong with that. It don't take all that. Y'all stop listening to that foolishness, because it takes that and some. We are not really giving God our full potential, the truth be told. There is more in us than what we are producing. Some of you don't want to produce to your fullest potential because you're lazy in the spirit. You're lazy in the spirit. You have a lazy mentality, lazy disposition, lazy figure. You are a lazy Christian. You don't want to learn nothing. You don't want nothing in God. You don't want to elevate in your mindset. So listen, you'll stay behind. You'll always be behind. You don't, you'll take, you're the kind of person, man or female, that'll take people, you don't mind people using you, because you ain't trying to do no better. You ain't trying to have more. So you are lackadaisical. You just stay at a low state. Amen. You're not trying to elevate at all. Lord have mercy. Who am I talking to? So if they don't want you to go to church, if they have a problem with you going to church, that ought to be the biggest red flag. And you ought to not, never, ever have any dealings with this person. Because if they got a problem with you going to church, then they got a problem about your God. Make it make sense. If they have a problem with you praising your God, going to church, lifting up the name of the Lord, and you ain't been lifting it up like that in the house, they got a problem with God. Amen. And you need to solve their problem by dismissing them. Or apostle, but he is so cute. Well, cute ain't never bought you no house. Cute ain't never bought you no car. Cute ain't never bought you no clothes on your back. So leave cute where it's at so you can get Lord Jesus. You better drop that zero and get you a hero. Amen. We're going to pause right here on tonight. I hope that you guys got a sense of early detection signs. Things you need to look for in a man. Things you need to look for in a wife. And if they're not showing or lining up with these attributes, then you need to walk away. You need to let govern yourself accordingly. You need to stop dating a man, and he's saying he want to be your husband, but he ain't setting no date. He has not given you no ring, and you've been with him all over 3 years. He is not going to marry you, honey. Trust and believe, because if he was, he would have been done it. If you carried his baby 9 months, Out of the 12 months, he shouldn't have gave you a date and a ring. Hallelujah. Y'all too afraid to give this man an ultimatum. Give him an ultimatum. He done took up your time a whole year, and you don't have a ring nor a date. Give him an ultimatum to set your own. It's not for him necessarily, but it's for you to see the answer that's going to come out of his mouth that will catapult or it should structure you to do either to go ahead with your life, go on with your life, or and not put it on hold with this joker. But some of you willing to stay in the relationship, well, we've just been talking 2 years. We're trying to get to know. Baby, you ain't trying to get to know each other, because the truth be told, if he was to let you into his life and all jacked up, you'll be willing to go there. If he was willing to be with you, delay with you, you'll be willing to go there. And you keep talking about a piece of man. I don't want to hear nothing about no piece of man. You need a whole man, plus some. Amen. Glory to God. So, Dr. Kimmy Tim, we thank God for each and every one tonight. I need you to open up these phone lines, amen, just for a few minutes so that we may be able to speak to the people. When she opened up the lines, we need for you all to be quiet until when there's nothing, when no one's saying anything, go ahead and speak. Tell me your name, city, and state, where you're chiming in from. And then if you have a prayer request, you may say it to me at that time. Amen. Hallelujah. We are ready now to hear from you. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Good evening. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. This is Kendra chiming in from the Brookhaven, Mississippi location. God bless you on tonight, and thank you for that word. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Learning the detection signs.
Amen.
Detection signs. Amen.
Yes. For you, these are detection signs where you don't even get, some of you shouldn't even get to third base. Some of you shouldn't even get that far because, listen, after they showed you early on, you need to walk away and let it go. Just like another love TKO. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. But Minister Kendra, you said Kendra, but you are Minister Kendra. And
yes,
we thank God for you all tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all, don't be ashamed of who God is calling you to be. When God gives you who you are, no matter what fivefold or whatever office that you carry, be proud of it. Because guess what? Many are called, but few are chosen. He could have overlooked you. He could have given it to somebody else. And most times when you don't do what you're called to do, the gift and the calling that you have be passed to someone else. Amen. I'm reminded
of how the
donkey can talk. I'm reminded of how the birds can sing. Amen. So whatever gift you have, God, don't let it lie dormant. And for God's sake, don't hide. If you are ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father, which is in heaven. So we're excited tonight some things we wish if we could have known, you know, when we first were entered, you know, acting. But I thank God that the things that I teach are the things that I live by. Amen. And, you know, the law of attraction and the law of reciprocity is so important when you talk about love and you talk about doing and stuff like that. But we're going to get into that on next week. Amen. We should be ending this because it's almost time. We just want to help y'all. Amen. We're going to talk about betrayal and the conflicts and stuff like that. We want to help God's people so that they don't make any mistakes. And we can keep y'all from making one mistake. We are on post. We own our job.
Amen.
So, you know, if I could just stop you from making all the mistakes, I would. But, you know, we're not made of decisions like that. You know, you have your own will, so it's up to you. So we thank God for you on tonight. I pray traveling grace and mercy as you travel home. Amen. And we just thank God for your support. Amen. And you just continue being the great woman that God has called you to be. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And I received that word on tonight. Thank you.
I accept. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Minister Ronnie's calling in from Houston, Texas. How are you? I enjoyed the word.
I am well. Amen. I am well. Thank you for asking. I know you're one of the ones. You're on another call, somebody else's call, because you cannot dial in. Did you ever check with the carrier? However, you can do that later. But I just want you to understand that the Lord wants you to be very equipped, okay? Be very equipped because you have a ministry where you're going to deal with bruised, battered, and broken women. Your life has to go the way that it's going in order for you to become the woman of God that he's calling you to be, and that you will be able to, you have to work with the people that from which where you come from. It's like this. God may bring us out of different things, right? May bring us out of sin, different sins. And you have to look at the sin that you're in. Look at the people that you're in the sin with. God will send you, even though you're a God of growing you up to be great in him. Amen. Great in the kingdom. But then God will still tell you some days to go back to the people that you left there in sin. Go back and try to help you bring them out. All right? God never, he never just, you know how people say, well, God don't send you back. Oh, yes, he will. He's not sending you back to go back. When he sends you back, and if he sends you back, it's only to take you to the place that you used to reside to help get somebody delivered. You are never supposed to go back and stay there. Go back and just start back to doing drugs. Go back and start back to doing prostitution. You are supposed to go back, see the condition, pray about it, and get them out of there. Gather the people up out of there. Amen. Bring them up out of that Lodabar state and help them get to their Goshen. Never for you to go back and wallow. Amen. You already know how long it took you to get off crack cocaine. It took you 30 years to get off crack. You mean to tell me you want to go back to crack? Because crack ain't where it's at. You hear what I'm saying? But God will send you to some crackheads, yes, he will, to deliver them. You have the deliverance in your mouth now. It's in you right now. So God will send you back to get them free. The very ones who started you on the crack, God will send you back to them just so that you can help get them free. My Lord. I mean, you most times, they ain't going to want to receive it from you. You understand? But the Lord is going to give you a strategic way of how to talk to the people so that you can give them the help that they need. And a lot of times, you know, when you talk to people about certain things and they're like, well, I never told you that. Or how did you know? But listen, don't be afraid to revisit where God done brought you out of. He brought you out of it so that you can come back one day to help. But it has to be in his timing. You're never to go back because you feel an urge to want to show him you done came a long way. Nah, that's the wrong spirit. You have to wait on God to put an unction in your spirit when to go back. And God is getting ready. The women that you're going back to are going through the same mess you're going through or going through the same mess that you have been through. You have to go through. In order to help somebody else, you got to go through the fire first yourself. Amen. Or else you just be talking a good game and you don't have the evidence of it. My God, today. So God is, you know, so you got to go through what you're going through, but it ain't for you. It's necessary, not necessarily. It's for the people that God is going to use you to help deliver. Amen. We love you on tonight. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Amen. Love you more. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Mississippi. Thank you for that word. It's much needed for all of us in Jesus' name. So I thank you. I appreciate it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate God for you as well. Amen. Y'all, we definitely, most definitely got to get into an area where I know y'all going to be even more mad. Amen. I have a situation where I'm working on right now where the woman has put her husband out because he cheated. No, he didn't leave. She put him out, right? Mm-hmm. She put him out because she said she's tired and sick and tired of him cheating on her. So here we are. We're going to be talking from a standpoint of, all right, so now you're tired. So what does it take for you to for him to come back home? What is it? What does he have to do to prove to you that he's tired of what he did and he started? What does it take? So she said to me, all it's going to take is for him to tell me he's not going to do it anymore. And my question is, and I wasn't being ugly, that's all it's going to take? So if he says to you that I'm not going to do it again, you're going to let it back in, right? I want to understand. He said, yes, ma'am. I said, okay. I said, go on and ask him. You know, tell him, hey, what did you do? Why did you do it? So how you feeling? And because the thing of the matter is this. He can say, I'm sorry for what I did. And you're going to accept him. You're going to let him back at home. He knows this already. That's why he keeps doing the same thing. The devil always comes the same way. No, he doesn't come any new ways. He comes the same way at you every time. Maybe different faces of new people, but it's the same way. And so you're saying to him, so you're saying, okay, whatever, just come on back, baby. All right. You said you're not going to do it no more. I'm going to take you up at your word. Now, he cheated on you just 2 months ago, and he told you the same thing that he was sorry, he won't do it no more, and you let him back in. So how much longer, my question to her was, how long are you going to continue to be a fool for him? She said, why you call me a fool? I said, because you keep allowing the repetitive cycle. You say the only way you'll take him back if he say he won't mess around on you again. He keeps telling you the same thing. It's repetitive. This is nothing new. He keeps telling you the same thing over and over, and you keep letting him back in. And every time he lets you let him back in, he comes back in, he done gave you a disease. Uh-oh. What is the kicker? What is going to be the ruling thing? How much can you take that where the line is drawn? What does he have to do to draw that line in the sand? Well, you say, I won't be able to take this. Enough is enough. Is it that the woman has to get pregnant for you to say enough is enough? Or is it that he can tell you he don't want you no more? What is it that, you know, you getting the disease, you having to go to the clinic because the clinic is calling you because he had to report your name. You are going to the clinic, embarrassment at its finest. I'm talking about being embarrassed publicly because them women know you, and they call as soon as you get checked in to somebody that knows you, telling them what you're there for. You mean to tell me that's a good feeling and you willing to take him back? Well, guess what? You shall die a slow death with fooling around with him. His job is to kill you. You can't tell. Every time you come back, you get sick. He's trying to slowly kill you. Y'all better wake up and pay attention to these detective signs. And it's for your good. It ain't just for me to be saying anything. I ain't got time to waste my voice. Amen. So listen, you guys, that's it for tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. Y'all, who knows is that?
I'm sorry, my Bible went out.
All right, so listen. We're getting ready to get out of here. Dr. Kimmy Kim, listen, it's been real. Until next week, the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Make sure you invite your mama, your daddy, your cousins, and them, your aunties, and your uncles. Let them know that I'll be on at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right? We enjoyed this segment. Shalom.
Thank you.